This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 437. For Tuesday, June 16th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts were higher on Tuesday morning amid light trading activity. The July canola contract is up $2.50 at $473.70 per ton. The November contract is up $1 at $474.70 per ton. Gains in the Chicago soy complex were supportive of canola values, while strength in the Canadian dollar limited the upside. The loonie was higher by about a third of a cent during early morning activity. There is talk of another $1 trillion infrastructure stimulus package in the United States, contributing to a generally positive tone in outside markets. More details will be released later in the week, but the plan is said to include funding for 5G wireless and rural broadband development. Planting activity is nearly complete across the Canadian prairies. The Chicago soy complex was slightly stronger on Tuesday, which was supportive of canola prices. U.S. trade negotiators will meet with Chinese diplomats in Hawaii on Wednesday. This is the first high-level trade talk since the Phase 1 trade deal was signed in January. Soybean planting is 93% complete in the U.S., and emergence is at 81%. The crop is so far rated as 72% good to excellent. The July soybean contract is unchanged from yesterday's close at $8.69 per bushel. July soy oil is also unchanged from yesterday's close at 27.7 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down 30 cents at $290 per hundredweight. Corn futures were stronger on Tuesday morning. The U.S. corn crop is currently rated as 71% good to excellent, which is slightly lower compared to last year's ratings. Corn prices have been supported by forecasts of rain in key growing regions of the Western Corn Belt later this week. The July contract is up 4 cents at $3.33 per bushel. Wheat futures are mostly lower this morning. The winter wheat harvest is about 15% complete, which is the average pace. The crop is rated as 50% good to excellent. Chicago July is unchanged from yesterday's close at $5.04 per bushel. Kansas City July wheat is down 5 cents at $4.40. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down a fraction of a cent at $5.14 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, June 16th. For more news from the Markets Farm News team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubinville, go to marketsfarm.com. From Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.